Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First though, questions have been raised about the success of the government's plan to have children who need spinal surgery treated abroad. The strategy was put in place by the last Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, and the initiative gave Children's Health Ireland the legal framework to reduce waiting lists by having operations carried out overseas. Mary Regan is political editor with the Irish Independent and has the story, and Mary joins us now. Good morning, Mary.
Morning, Claire.
So as I said, the aim of this was to reduce waiting times for children who needed spinal surgery. But you say in your piece today, the number of those waiting has in fact increased.
Yes. So as of the start of last year, in fact, there was an initiative underway to send children badly in need of spinal surgery to the Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in New York and to Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. And 15 children in total travelled in all of last year. But last October, October 24, the Minister of the day, Stephen Donnelly, he had a memo to Cabinet and he was increasing resources, consultant posts, trying to reduce the waiting list for children awaiting spinal surgery. And he was given a target from Children's Health Ireland that the figure waiting longer than 4 months for surgery would be down to 20 by Christmas time. Now, when Christmas, December came about, there were 54 children who'd been waiting for spinal surgery for longer than 4 months. And what the minister did, and it was one of his sort of last acts as Minister for Health before there was a change of government in January, he wrote a legal instruction to the board of the HSE, and that comes under Section 10 of the Health Act. So it's an instruction a minister can give to the HSE, and he wrote to the chair of the HSE, Kieran Devan, at the time, and he expressed disappointment, really, that the number hadn't been reduced, the number of children waiting longer than 4 months down to 20, as was a target. And he said that all 54 children who are waiting longer than 4 months at that point should be offered the option of travelling abroad. And he said the offer should be made in consultation with CHI consultants. Each family can avail of the offer regardless of the view of their consultants, if they're clinically suitable, and that money would be made available from within, what he said, the considerable sums that were available under the waiting list action plan for 2025. So the minister was sort of pulling out all the stops, saying we need to address this waiting list because efforts were underway to increase the clinical appointments for children, to increase the number of consultants. There was a lot of work underway to tackle this waiting list issue. However, that was 54 children waiting at the time. And in a response to a parliamentary question to Sinn Féin's David Cullinan, just answered this week, it said that of those particular 54 children, 6 were offered a chance to travel abroad for surgery. 2 didn't avail of it for, you know, their family decided to stay at home. 2 were deemed clinically unsuitable. And then 2 did travel abroad for surgery out of that 54. And the waiting list, it seems, while a number of people in that 54 are now off the waiting list for various reasons, and 9 out of that 54 are still on the active waiting list, the waiting list for children, are the number of children waiting longer than 4 months, has now risen to 68 children waiting longer than 4 months mm-hmm. for surgery.
Just to go back on what you said there, Stephen Donnelly, when he wanted to take action, and you said it was one of the last things he did in office, he did this using a ministerial order. Will you explain to us, Mary, why that's such a key element to all of this?
I think it's a key element because he clearly wanted to sort of copper fasten this initiative before he left office. He wanted to ensure that, you know, it would continue. And also because he had previously put the scheme in place, but he does reference in the letter and the ministerial order that he wasn't satisfied that the numbers hadn't come down further. So this is something he felt needed, I suppose, a bit more of a sort of legal basis, that more needs to be done to bring these figures down further and to ensure that the HSE is, under this ministerial order, legally obliged to provide these children mm-hmm. who are clinically suitable with an option to travel if that's what their parents wish.
The obligation is to offer the treatment, isn't that it?
Yes, exactly. The obligation is to offer the treatment. And what was happening is some parents or advocates were kind of suggesting that they weren't being offered the treatment. And it was even raised in the floor of the Dáil just a few weeks ago, the circumstances of one child who a TD claimed to the health minister, saying that, you know, this child hasn't been offered the option or was never offered the option of travelling abroad, yet they were actually taken off the waiting list because it became, let's say, too late, unfortunately, for the particular surgery that they had required, and they wanted the child, the parents, sent abroad for a second opinion on that. Mm-hmm. So there was that sort of concern being raised amongst parents that they weren't being offered. And one parent we spoke to in today's paper as well, and she is a 16-year-old son, was saying that she was never made the offer at all, even though she said her son, you know, would be, they believe, fit to travel. Right. And Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the minister, current minister, was asked about this just a few weeks ago in the Dáil, and she said it's a great source of a great frustration to me that there has been so much additional investment, she said, financial and personal investment into the system, but we are not getting what I would regard as a commensurate increase in output or productivity. And she said, they're harsh words, but what I'm talking about here is surgeries that are needed. So once the minister says that in the Dáil, then I think that points to, you know, her own strong frustration that there isn't more movement on these waiting lists.
Well, we got on to Children's Health Ireland this morning, and they have said to us that in 2024, 19 children and young people had spinal surgery in the USA and the UK. And then they say this year, so in 2025, a group of four children, as you have said, Mary, have had or are confirmed to have spinal surgery abroad so far this year. They say more families were offered the option of surgery abroad but decided that it wasn't right for their family. And they go on to explain that the decision for a family to have their surgery abroad is multifaceted. It's based on a range of considerations, along with the initial consideration of clinical suitability. And what you're saying is that there were six who were offered this year, two didn't avail of it. And
that is according to the parliamentary question. Yeah, six of the 54 who were on the waiting list at the start of the year, it says, were given the option, and two didn't avail, two were clinically unsuitable.
Okay, and two did.
Now, we don't know out of those 54, because the CHI did say in response that not all those 54 would be deemed clinically advisable for them to travel. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't know then if all 54, or if all of those who for whom it was clinically advisable were made the offer or not.
Right. But now you're saying that the waiting list stands at 68 children.
Yes, that is the current waiting list of children waiting longer than 4 months. So, you know, that in some ways they may not necessarily relate to the 54 at the start of the year, but what that could mean, you know, probably means that there were children already on the waiting list, but that they're waiting time increased to beyond the 4 months. Mm-hmm. So that is now 68 children waiting longer than 4 months for spinal surgery.
Okay. David Colinan is the Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, and he's with me on the line as well. Good morning to you, David, and you're welcome to the programme. There seems to be some dispute here around the figures, would you agree, in that the CHI is saying 19 people seen last year and a group of four have had or are confirmed to have had spinal surgery abroad so far this year.
Well, Claire, I think, first of all, if CHI could actually answer the questions much quicker, I think it would be better, because this parliamentary question was put in nearly 6 weeks ago, and it took 6 weeks to get a response from CHI. I can only go, and Mary can only go, on the information that we get back in a written response from CHI. And the question that was asked was how many children were waiting longer than 4 months at the end of December last year. And the relevance of that question was because, as Mary outlined, the former Minister for Health had set a target, and that was part of a plan that was worked out with CHI management that no more than 20 children would be waiting longer than 4 months at the end of last year. Part of that plan involved obviously trying to get as many people treated here in this state as possible, but also offering an option for parents to have their child surgery carried out abroad. And it does seem, if you look at the numbers, it was 54 children who were waiting longer than 4 months. Of that 54, 40 were deemed to be suitable for the scheme. In other words, that they were waiting for the types of surgeries that were covered under the scheme. And it seems that of that 40, only six were offered treatment abroad and only two in the end availed of it. So the question is, why are more families not being offered that opportunity? This was a clear directive. It was a ministerial order that was given at the time by Stephen Donnelly. At that time, there was a lot of discussion in the Dáil. You might recall there was families that had come to the Dáil to protest. We had children with scoliosis and spina bifida who were outside the Dáil demanding that more was done so that they could get more rapid access to treatment.
Have you, David, been able to figure out what's going wrong? Because, you know, there is, it would seem certainly, the political will from Stephen Donnelly back in October of 24, now Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the political will and the money to get this thing up and running and to get the waiting list down to where they want it to be. So what's the problem? Have you been able to find out what the problem is?
Well, I don't doubt, first of all, that these are very complex surgeries. So I think it is important for me to set that context. I think anybody knows that when you're looking at correcting the spine of a child, it is a very complex surgery. It takes time. There's a lot of work that has to be done leading up to that surgery. So I don't underestimate the challenge that surgeons have. We have many good surgeons in CHI. But we also, of course, had a lot of issues in the spinal service area in orthopaedics and children. We have a clinical review which is still ongoing that looked at a lot of failures in terms of clinical failures, high rates of return to surgery. So we know that we had problems. We have one surgeon that is still on leave. So we simply don't have the capacity, Claire, is the short answer. We don't have enough surgeons. And in relation to treatment abroad, I don't have the answer because it's very frustrating for all of us. And I accept that the minister did give a ministerial order here, but it's very frustrating when I spoke to parents over the last number of days, and I think Mary did as well, who told me that their child was not offered the option of treatment abroad. Mm-hmm. So when you have a minister that gives a ministerial order, and then it seems that many parents are frustrated that the child wasn't even offered, I think that is wrong. Could just make this point, yeah, just very quickly. Spinal surgeries for these children need to happen rapidly and quickly, mm-hmm, because if they don't, children become inoperable. And I've seen far too many children where that has happened. So we need to make sure that they get those treatments very, very quickly, very rapidly.
And we've covered that extensively on this programme. And we hear dreadful stories of the curvature in the spine reaching to such an extent that it can't be corrected. But I'm wondering whether, because you raised the issue of the clinical review, the lack of surgeons, somebody still being on leave and so on here. But surely they would just need to be assessed here. If they're being sent abroad for surgery, the deficiencies in the system here wouldn't matter so much? Or is there a delay in getting that clinical assessment? Do you know that?
I think that's part of the problem. So when I talk to parents, they tell me that we simply don't have enough surgeons. I actually met a number of surgeons myself. I met some of the whistleblowers who have been putting information into the public domain. And these are very senior clinicians who work in CHI in orthopaedics. So there is a serious capacity issue. There is no doubt about that. We do need more surgeons and we do need more staff here. But bear in mind, all of the plans which have been put in place, including that plan that was signed off on by the Minister for Health, that at the end of last year, a maximum of 20 children would be waiting longer than 4 months. That was put in place on the basis of the capacity that the HSE and CHI said they had, plus the treatment abroad option. So the question has to be asked of CHI, what discussions were had with the minister? What was the minister told at the time? What was the substance of that plan? Because I spoke directly with the Minister for Health at the time, and he said that the objective that he put in place and the target that was put in place was on the basis of senior discussions that he had, with discussions with senior representatives in CHI, that they could reach that target if additional capacity and supports were put in place and the treatment abroad option was there. Mm-hmm. And here we are months later, and unfortunately more children are now waiting longer than 4 months. And it's really frustrating because you're asking me questions. I think they're questions, to be quite honest, that CHI and the Minister for Health need to answer.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll continue to see if we can get those answers. David Cullinan from Sinn Féin, thank you for joining us. And earlier we heard from Mary Regan, political editor with the Irish Independent. A reminder that coming up later on the programme, we'll have Andrea McNamara with us, who's a wills and inheritance expert. So if you have any questions around that, around wills or inheriting or benefacting to people who, after your passing, do get in touch with us today. The text number you need is 51551, or you can send us a message to the WhatsApp number, which is 0870 32 32 32.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.